Frances O'Connor's new film, Emily, chronicles a take on the life of Emily Bronte, the famous sister who wrote the Victorian Gothic novel Wuthering Heights. Emily was the most reclusive sister, but also wrote the passionate bestseller which still intrigues many today. I asked Dr. Stephanie Russo from the Department of Media, Communications, Creative Arts, Languages and Literature at Macquarie University why people are so interested in the lives of the brilliant Bronte sisters.
The Bronte sisters are incredibly interesting in their own right, which is why people are making or have been making biopics about them as well as adaptations of their novels. In terms of how they came to be the writers that they are, I guess they are really highly influenced by their own reading. So they were reading a lot of Gothic novels. They were reading really widely themselves. And they were really interested in writing from a very early age. So when they were really young, growing up together, they would write stories set in imaginary worlds. And they were often highly flecked with Gothic themes and influences. So they had a really long, I think, literary apprenticeship. So even though if you read the biography of their lives, Charlotte, gets around a little bit, but Emily mostly lives at home and she goes to Belgium for a while, but she doesn't really travel all that much or have a very exciting life on paper. But I think they had really highly developed imaginations and really a really long literary apprenticeship, I guess.
Were there great scandals in their lives as well?
I don't think there were huge scandals, especially not in Emily's life. Emily, the romance that she's given in the film is entirely invented. In terms of the scandals in Charlotte's life, Charlotte did fall in love with her married, the sort of head of the school at which she worked. That seems to have led nowhere. But I think he was very aware of this, and she did write some sort of really impassioned letters to him. I think that's the closest you can get to an actual scandal in their lives. But, I mean, writing in itself, I guess, was scandalous, and certainly the kinds of writing that the Brontes did was scandalous because it wasn't decorous, it was passionate, it was quite wild, it was, full of exciting things, I guess. And so I think that this, the real scandal of their lives lies in the things that they wrote about. So while Charlotte had a kind of active social life, Emily is very internal. So when you are making a biopic about her life, you do inevitably have to invent romance for her, so to speak.
But the juxtaposition between what's obviously going on in her mind and what's actually going on in her world is what's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's remarkable that, this woman who mostly kept to herself, mostly interacted only with her family and mostly, stayed at home, has this rich imagination. And I think that's why we are compelled to revisit her story as well as obviously adaptations of her novel, because we want to figure out what inspired her to write. And I think that's why people invent romances for her, because Wuthering Heights is so sort of passionate, and there's this, great love story, so to speak, between Cathy and Heathcliff, although I would argue that Wuthering Heights isn't a love story. But anyway, because there's such passion and kind of and drama in the novels, I think people have looked to her life in order to sort of explain where it came from. And I think we do that more often with female writers than male writers. I think there's this assumption that female writers are always writing about their own experiences, whereas, with Emily Bronte, it seems clear that this is a product of her imagination rather than something that, she experienced.
And so in this movie, Emily, what's something that we find out about her that perhaps we wouldn't have thought would have been part of her character?
Well, I think that what's really interesting about the film, I mean, so much of the film is invented, as I said. There's an invented romance that she has in the film with her father's curate, William Waitman. William Waitman is a real-life kind of acquaintance of the Bronte family. But if he did have a romance with anyone, it was potentially with Anne, her younger sister. So in terms of sheer facts...
Why do you say that? What is it about Anne?
There are a few references to a high regard that Anne had for William Waitman in letters and so forth. So we don't have any, concrete evidence that there was, a passionate love affair or anything like that. But, if there was a kind of hint of romance between William and anyone, it was going to be Anne.
It sounds very Victorian when you say high regard.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, when I talk about this sort of stuff, I sort of lapse into Victorianism for some reason. In terms of facts, I mean, you're not going to find out a lot of, uncovered historical facts because it is an invented story. However, what I found really compelling and I think is quite true is that Emily Bronte is represented in this film as very strange and almost incapable of social interaction. So you see her at various times go away from home and go to school with Charlotte, which did happen, but she's so averse to social interactions and so introverted that she almost falls apart when she is away from home. And I think that is quite true. And I think that the film does a really good job of capturing her very strange, very unusual, very distinct personality insofar as we know what her personality is. Where the film's strength lies is in this portrait of this odd genius. And I think that that is what I found most compelling about the film.
Dr. Stephanie Russo, Associate Professor of Literature in the Department of Media, Communications, Creative Arts, Languages and Literature at Macquarie University, and speaking with me there.